Listen to this news. China imposes anti-dumping duty on halogenated butyl rubber imports. China's Ministry of Commerce, MOFCOM, declared on Friday that it will impose anti-dumping duties on halogenated butyl rubber imported from Japan and Canada, following the conclusion of its investigation into alleged dumping, Reuters reported. The investigation concluded that these imports were being dumped, which caused material harm to China's domestic industry. According to the Ministry of Commerce, Japan butyl will face an anti-dumping duty rate of 15%, while other Japanese firms will be subject to a 30.1% rate. ARLANXEO Canada, along with other Canadian companies, will be hit with a duty of 13.8%. The anti-dumping duties on the product will take effect on March 14 and will remain in effect for 5 years. MOFCOM initiated the investigation into halogenated butyl rubber imports from Japan, Canada, and India on September 14, 2024. On August 12, 2025, the ministry issued its preliminary ruling, finding that imports from Japan and Canada were being dumped, causing significant harm to the domestic industry, with a clear causal link between the dumping and the injury. The anti-dumping investigation regarding imports from India was subsequently terminated. According to MOFCOM's final ruling, security deposits paid to Chinese customs under the preliminary ruling from August 14 to December 13, 2025, will be applied toward anti-dumping duties and applicable VAT. Any excess deposits or over-collected VAT will be refunded, while under-collected amounts will not be recovered. Security deposits made from December 14, 2025, to March 13, 2026, will be refunded in full. Additionally, the ministry stated that anti-dumping duties will not be applied retroactively to halogenated butyl rubber imports from Japan and Canada that entered China before the provisional measures took effect. Halogenated butyl rubber is primarily used in airtight layers of tubeless tires, heat-resistant inner tubes and hoses, conveyor belts, shock-absorbing pads, adhesives, and sealing materials. Policy and law, U.S. probes key trading partners over alleged unfair trade practices.